The city has already purchased and installed enhanced 911 equipment that gives a caller's location from a traditional landline phone. That equipment went in thanks to a Homeland Security grant, and the city also hopes to upgrade the system eventually to include cell phone calls as well. The new surcharge could cover the cost of that upgrade, as well as any annual costs of using the system. Police Chief Dale Stone said enhanced 911 was important because callers could not always give their location.
We can have youngsters that can't tell you where they live, but they know how to call 911. And we have had some of those tragic calls where people are calling and the person's trying to do CPR and everything else, and they just can't give you an address. Well, now the dispatcher doesn't even have to drag that out of the person before we can get the emergency running. All we have to do is find out what it is, and they look at the screen, and they can get an ambulance or police officer on the way, or fire truck.
Stone said he's surveyed other municipalities and found that 11 of the 12 cities he called are charging money for their 911 systems, and he says most are charging for both landline and cell phone accounts. He said the lowest charge he found was 75 cents a month, and the highest was the state maximum of $2 a month. However, the new surcharge was not so popular with local residents who testified Monday. Harold Madallin said he was concerned that a government getting a caller location could be an invasion of privacy, and he suggested a smaller charge to start off.
Let's say 10 cents a year per phone. I could live with that. And then you'll start saving up money and get into the system a little bit slowly, and I don't think anybody needs $63,000 a year. Start from there. That'd be some seed money, and you can start thinking of it. It's kind of like putting in one parking meter and then using the money from that to pay for the rest of the parking meter. So that's what I'd like to see you do, is just drop that to 10 cents instead of a dollar. And that would be acceptable to me as John Q. Public.
Likewise, Perry Allen of the telecommunications company GCI said he was concerned about the size of the surcharge. He agreed an enhanced 911 system was a necessity, but said customers would blame the phone companies for increases on their bills.
I just know my front staff are the people that's going to get hit the hardest when they get the new bills and they see this extra $5, $6, $7 a month. That's a little concerning for me.
The dollar a month charge would go on each phone line account billed in Petersburg and each cell phone. The city estimates it could bring in $63,000 a year, but staff acknowledge that number could be off, and they do not yet know an accurate number of phone accounts locally. City Manager Rich Underkoffler said the charge was a new potential revenue source for the city, and said it would help offset other losses in the general fund, including a recent council move to put more general fund money each year into harbor operations.
I says we can do that if you can give me other sources of revenue to offset that money that's going out of the general fund, and this is one of them. Next year's general fund budget is, or the appropriations that are going to be available for the schools, it's going to be $900,000 less than it was this year, that we budgeted this year. This is another reason why we need to find other sources of revenue to be collected from those customers who are receiving a specialized service.
City Council members had some concerns about the new surcharge. Bob Nilsson said it would add up for homes with multiple phone lines and cell accounts.
It maybe doesn't seem like a lot, but when you got four phones and then you got a regular phone and then you got internet, what most people have today, that's $6 a month. And six times 12 is $72. And that $72 is $72. I'm an old age pensioner myself. I got to pinch my pennies.
Nilsson did not want the new charge to apply to kids using cell phones. He tried to amend the ordinance to allow a full annual refund of the charge for people under 18 who had attended school in the past year, but that amendment received no second by other council members. Nilsson said he couldn't understand opposition to that change.
I just have problems with minors having to pay a tax on their phone. When they get the phone, it's for safety reasons, usually why they got a phone. My grandchildren, when they go down to the beach and go fishing, they're staying in our house right now, they take a cell phone with them. So minors are being taxed for the safety reason, the same thing we're trying to back. That's why I was interested in doing away with that part, but I guess people didn't see it that way, so I don't understand it. But.
Others on council supported the new charge, especially with state law requiring the council to review it each year. Dan Hickman said that was one reason he supported it.
And because we don't know what the actual fees will be, that we can recover will be, and so I think we should go forward and set it up, and if the council feels that it's excessive or feels that it's unfair or whatever, the council at that time can then change it.
Mm-hmm. But others wanted the charge to expire after a certain amount of time. Councillor Melinda Hofstede suggested an amendment to have a 2-year sunset clause requiring the council to pass another ordinance to renew it. Only Hofstede and Nilsen supported that change, and it failed. Hofstede suggested adding language that would require council review of the surcharge every year at the same time that the council approves its city budget. That amendment passed 7-0. The amended ordinance for the new phone surcharge passed in second reading by a 7-0 vote, and it will be back up for a third and final reading August 18th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.